Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. Okay, we talked early in the program about the fact that Amazon Prime Days starts tonight, I guess. It's actually a couple of days now. So what if you're an independent seller and you can't really compete with Amazon? You got to do your best during these days. And one of those people is on the phone line now. Scott Friedland joins us from the Team Hochberg phone line. He is the head shopkeeper at Timeless Toys, which is up in Lincoln Square. Scott, welcome to Chicago's WGN Radio.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Nice to talk to you. So how is business in Lincoln Square? I asked because I was just reading a story that the toy business in the first 6 months of the year is actually up by a pretty dramatic amount, 16% in the first months of the year. And that's despite the pandemic, despite the high unemployment rate, people losing their jobs, their income, they're still buying toys.
Yeah, so the toy industry is definitely up. It's a little bit of a different story for independent toy sellers, as most independent toy sellers are down. People are still ordering online or going into Walmart and Target that have been open this whole time, where a lot of us have had our doors closed. However, a lot of us are really reeling in on the fact that people are home with their kids and kids need educational toy products. And that's where us specialty toy stores come in to provide those educational based toys.
So you do have an online presence, right? But it's just not, it can't compete with the big boys.
So we do have an online presence. Absolutely. Our store is open as well. However, we do have limited capacity in the store too.
Oh, sure. So, okay. It's Amazon Prime Days, which must make you cringe. Because it's going to be, you know, a huge day for online sales. How does an independent toy store compete?
Well, actually, this year we're going to be running our own special on Prime Days, which is going to be October 13th and 14th. And we're really encouraging people to shop local on Prime Day and really support the stores that make their neighborhood special and need the help to stay open during this crazy year. So us at Timeless Toys, we're going to be offering all orders, free shipping on our website. So at timelesstoys.com, place any order, use promo code SHOPLOCAL, and you'll get free shipping anywhere across the U.S.
How have you been doing? I mean, how are independent toy stores doing in general?
Independent toy stores are doing okay. Like I said, we're all of us have a very special special product. I know at Timeless Toys, we really focus on the educational product, which is really great for at-home learning things to supplement your kids' Zoom learning and virtual classes. We have toys that can really help show the importance of these educational subjects that the teachers are showing. And because of that, we've been doing all right. And the specialty toy industry is standing strong together and making a statement that we're here and we're here to help you and your kids.
I suppose it's sort of like the independent bookstores. I mean, if you're there and successful, it's because not just that you're selling toys at a good price, it's because you're part of the community.
Absolutely. The community is the most important for us. We love Lincoln Square. It's an amazing community. Everyone there supports not only our store, but all the stores in Lincoln Square. And it's a really special community to be a part of.
Most of your shoppers are local, or are they in the neighborhood for some other tourism reason, you know, for the restaurants or anything like that? They come as a destination.
It's a little bit of both. We have really great restaurants in the neighborhood a lot, and we're right on the Brown Line, so a lot of people come for that. We do have a lot of local shoppers as well. And also Lincoln Square is just a special place. We have people coming in from the suburbs, from all over the city, even people coming from other states because we're a little oasis in the city. It doesn't feel like a downtown. We have an actual square, a fountain, a place for people to congregate, a little street that's got all your little local neighborhood shops. It's a really special feel in such a big city.
It's wild too, because you've got that little side street just along Western Avenue.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's great. It's so easy to access from train, bus. There's tons of parking in Lincoln Square compared to the rest of the city, so it's really easy to get there and a fun place to spend the entire day by eating, shopping, doing all sorts of fun stuff.
Okay, so I said earlier that the toy sales had been up, and obviously it's because families have been cooped up, but the toy industry is expecting a pretty good Christmas too, because parents are feeling a little guilty about their kids not enjoying the what they would normally be enjoying, ice skating or whatever. Are you picking up on any of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be a very big holiday season for toys. Obviously, kids are cooped up at home. Parents want to make it feel as normal of a year as possible, especially for the really young kids. So they're going to, we feel that most parents are going to put themselves aside a little bit. They're going to spend that extra money on toys, as well as people aren't traveling for the holidays. Kids aren't able to socialize with their friends. They really need something special to make this a really special holiday. And I think toys is going to fill that role.
Have you figured out a way to guilt parents into it when they walk in the store to shop?
I don't think we really need to guilt parents into it. It's just, you know, parents come in and they're looking for the right toy, something special for that kid. And the great thing about Timeless Toys is that we have great, you know, we stand above the rest because of our customer service. So you come in and we have a store that's staffed by childhood educators, people who have degrees in childhood development, and we're there to actually talk to you and find what the best toy and the right toy is for your kid, not just what the most popular thing is today and something that's going to last you a lifetime.
I was looking at what's popular for the holidays at your place, and you know, there's so much talk about the backyard pools, the blow-up pools and things like that over the summer. One of the top things you list is an air fort that inflates in seconds. Explain that for me.
Air forts is so cool. It's basically this giant tent that all you do is you hook it up to a fan, you turn the fan on, and the entire thing blows up. You keep the fan on, it keeps it inflated, and it's a fun little tool to like go sit in, play, have your make-believe. It's even a great place for kids to sit in there and do their virtual learning and have their own little space. It's a lot of fun.
Just don't stick your fingers in the fan, Scott.
Yeah, just don't stick your fingers in the fan. Luckily, there's a protective barrier between the tent and the fan, so it's safe for the kids.
You guys have thought of everything. What's Fingears?
Fingears is awesome. It's the new fidget toy, and fidget toys are bigger than ever. Kids need something to fidget and play with. And basically, it's three magnetic freestyle rings that you can spin them. You can learn different tricks. They stick to different surfaces. You could play games with friends with it. It's kind of just a fun little three magnetic rings that you can fidget with and do all sorts of cool, fun stuff.
So what percentage of your customers, like at the checkout counter, are with children and what percentage are not with children? You know what I'm saying? I mean, do the parents bring their kids in to pick something, or do you find that a lot of times it's a gift situation?
So generally, we find that parents are bringing their kids in. However, it's been a lot less kids this year than usual. Timeless Toys is meant to be such a kid-friendly place. We want kids to come in and play. It's not necessarily about purchasing. We want it to be a fun place for kids to gather. And we usually have out a train table and all these demos. However, this year, we can't have those demos out. Also, parents don't want their kids coming in and touching everything. So we see a lot less kids now. However, we are starting to see a little bit more and a little bit more. Come holiday season, it's a lot less kids. Parents will come in on their own. You know, they don't want kids seeing what's being
right.
bought. So it is a little bit different. But yeah, generally, we really encourage people to bring their kids. And honestly, for people in the city who are nervous to bring their kids out, Timeless Toys is a really safe place. We have strict guidelines. We sanitize everything. We want it to be a safe and inviting place that you feel that you can bring your kids, even in the current situation.
How bad has your year been? I know you're opening up now, but I'm sure people are slow to return. I mean, how rough has it been? We've talked to businesses about trying to get loans and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, we did have a little bit of a rough stretch there. We did have to close our doors for just over 2 months, and that really did hurt. You know, Easter kind of kept us moving through those months, which was great. But since we've been able to open our doors at the beginning of June, more and more people are starting to come out. And we're really encouraging now that people come do their holiday shopping early, avoid the crowds, avoid the lines. Like I said, we do have limited capacity. So we're starting to see those holiday shoppers come in now, too, which is really helping us out as a local business.
Well, it's Amazon Prime Days coming up, so don't forget your local businesses. Scott Friedland is the head shopkeeper at Timeless Toys, which is in Lincoln Square, timelesstoyschicago.com. Scott, I appreciate it. I'd like to do clay, so anything you could do that I can maybe make some claymation things, put that on my list for Christmas, will you?
Absolutely. You saw on our top toys list, we have Hey Clay by Fat Brain, which is a becoming a clay artist and instruction modeling kit. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was kidding, Scott. About the only thing I could do with clay is eat it.
I'm with you there. I'm not so good with the artistic stuff.
Great to talk to you. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, but that's going to wrap things up for Chicago's Afternoon News on this Monday, Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day. Remember, coming up tomorrow, we'll hear from the two top candidates for the Cook County State's Attorney's Office, Pat O'Brien, the Republican, and Kim Fox, the Democratic incumbent. WGN.